are Nokoin Technologies Private Limited, which operates an eponymous cryptocurrency exchange, has raised funding from a clutch of investors including billionaire venture capitalist Tim Draper and Squo S. Draper Associates as part of a series of funding round. Other participants in this round so far include cryptocurrency-focused Expedio Ventures and 2020 Ventures, Bengaluru-based Nokoin said in a statement. While it did not disclose the amount raised so far, it says it is targeting a $5 million, 36.67 crore rupee, fundraise in this series of exercise, with a valuation of $20 million. Nokoin was set up in 2013 by Sothvik Vishwanath, Sunny Ray, Abhinand Kasti, and Harish BV. It claims to be India and Squo S largest rupee Bitcoin trading platform and allows trading in other digital assets such as XRP, Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash, and Bitcoin Gold. Other features of the platform include a Bitcoin systematic buying plan, crypto lending, and crypto interest earning. Nokoin will use the capital it has raised so far to enhance its product infrastructure and offerings, and expand into decentralized finance. It will also implement chatbots for customer support and expand its technology team. And Squo, the potential for widespread crypto adoption in India is massive. Many in the nation remain underserved by traditional payment systems, increasing Bitcoin and Squo S attractiveness as an alternative currency, Andrew Quo, Ray said. In September 2016, the startup raised $1.5 million, 10 crore rupees, in a pre-series of funding round led by Homegrown Bloom Ventures. Mumbai Angels, R. Ventures, Digital Currency Group, Boost.VC, Bank to the Future and Funders Club also invested in that round. This investment is the latest in an Indian crypto startup. The segment received a strong fillip from the Supreme Court in March, when it struck down a ban on transactions in the space by the Reserve Bank of India. The ban had led to a severe fall in trade volumes and exchanges shutting their businesses. Last month, London-based cryptocurrency-focused neobank Cashar Technologies Limited raised $5 million, 36 crore rupees, to fuel its India expansion, among other things. In May, CoinDesk raised $2.5 million, around 18.9 crore, in funding from Polychain Capital and Coinbase Ventures, the investment arm of the US-based crypto company Coinbase. Binance Holdings Limited and Indian startup Wazer in March jointly launched an India-focused fund to incubate and invest in blockchain projects and startups in the country. The Blockchain for India Fund has a corpus of $50 million, 370 crore rupees, said Wazer in a statement. Binance had acquired Wazer to allow its customers to buy and sell cryptocurrency with Indian rupees on its platform.